Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Emer Connolly, who is our Academic Writing Centre Coordinator. Emer is going to talk to us about all things academic writing and how her and her team can help you if you decide to study with us at TUS. So hi, Emer, how are you today?
I'm good, Claire. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm so excited to hear about how you can obviously benefit students and the importance of using the supports and the facilities that we have here if you decide to study with us at TUS. So do you want to talk to me firstly about what is the Academic Writing Centre and how can this obviously benefit a student?
Well, Claire, the Academic Writing Centre is a free service for all registered learners in the college. So from the start of studies right through to PhD level, we work with students who have any queries relating to writing. So it may be issues with writing structure, or maybe there's struggles with grammar, punctuation, all of that. And then other students might have issues with how to reference academically, how to text, to cite, using in-text citations, bibliographies, all of that as well. Others have issues with managing their time, getting started with an assignment, writer's block. Some students get started really easily but can't progress to the finish line. So what we do is we provide support through individual one-to-one appointments. So a student sets up an appointment with us. We ask them to bring a sample of their writing. We review that. We chat about it. Chat about strengths, chat about weaknesses, and then how to make progress going forward. So that's one way we work with students. Another is we run a number of seminars, both in response to demand and also a schedule we set up at the end, at the start of each semester. So one is a seminar on reflective writing, which is really popular. Mm-hmm. Another one, literature reviews, critical writing. We do sessions on tackling your assignment, planning your assignment. And in more recent years, we've had huge interest in seminars on managing your time effectively, so getting you through the whole process. And then the other way we work with students is if a student is working maybe in a group, or maybe half the class feel they're struggling with a literature review, for example, somebody will contact us. So it may be a lecturer, maybe a member of the class, maybe a class rep, and say, look, can you come in and do a session with us? So we'll tailor it to suit the needs. And that's what's really important. And that really is our strength, in that we basically ask, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, we have our own schedule for each semester with workshops, seminars, and all of that. But it's really tailored to the individual student, because we're all different. We all have strengths and weaknesses when it comes to writing. But it's really a case of, you know, really encouraging the student to get there, because I think we all struggle with writer's block at times. We all struggle with managing our time effectively, getting everything done, meeting deadlines, particularly as the term progresses and deadlines are coming from all directions. And sometimes there can be, I suppose, a whole a sense of being overwhelmed. So we try and work with the student on that. And sometimes, you know, students will come into us every week with something they've done and they've made a bit of progress. And we say, okay, we don't proof, we're not proofreaders, but we review a section of the writing and we point to areas that maybe could be a focus. And then we'll always say, take the feedback on board that we give you for your next assignment. So it's really important that the onus is on the student to contact us. You know, we do visit classes, but at the start of semester, we work with lecturers as well. But it's really important that the student says, okay, you know, my writing is okay, but I could do with maybe a little bit of focus on structure. For example, order of information. You know, sometimes we see writing comes into our desk in the writing centre and it's jumping maybe from point one to point two, point three, back to point one, on to point four. So organising information, you know, a subject or a topic may have been well researched, but the order of information just may need to be, I suppose, considered. And we also, we work with, you know, what I call tips and tricks. Some students will learn better by listening. So we have a series of podcasts on our Academic Writing Centre page on Moodle. Others will learn better and have less time to listen and learn better by reading. So we have PDFs there as well on our Moodle page. So it's all very much a case of focusing on what each individual student needs. And we all know that, having come through the third level system ourselves, that, you know, what works for one may not work for another. And it's also good, what we do is we work with students in identifying not just weaknesses in writing, but also strengths. You know, sometimes I'll see an essay that's really well structured, and I'll talk to the students and say, look, your structure is really excellent, but maybe we could focus a little bit more maybe on the paragraph structure, or maybe a little bit more on referencing or using the third person in academic writing.
Yeah.
So again, I suppose it's very much a case of what the student wants.
I think something you mentioned there at the beginning as well, Eimear, that's so important, is obviously it's free of charge. That's a big bonus to a student, but obviously that they can reach out to you and it works around their schedule as well, because that's something that kind of students might get anxious about when it comes to, for example, how do you juggle time? And I know you mentioned time management, and it's something I hammer home about so much. If anyone, for example, listening is in my school, has heard my school talk, I talk about how important it is going forward into your adult life, how employers scream out for time management skills. But in college, you can really learn your strengths and your weaknesses when it comes to time management, and knowing, for example, that they can reach out to you and be like, okay, look, I have an assignment due in X amount of weeks. How does this work for me? And when it comes to time management, since it's something that I talk about a lot, what kind of advice would you have for a student when it comes to maybe doing an essay or getting ready to start an assignment or whatever it might be?
The advice I would always give, Claire, is get started on it. So you look at the deadline. You look at, so the lecturer gives it out to you in week one, for example, and it's due in week six. So that's 6 weeks. So week one, you're just getting stuck into it. And what I would always say, and I use this myself in my own research, is get started straight away. So you get it at 3 o'clock on a Monday. If you even had 10 minutes later that day, start jotting down the ideas, getting started, and then you can always go back to it. Even 10 minutes to get you moving initially, it's much easier to go back to one bullet point than to go back to a blank page. And then schedule in. We're all different. Some people will actually physically write out week one to eight all the way through. Others will say, okay, I'll do it. I'll manage it through my phone or my a particular device. What I tend to do is, I use post-its a lot. I use pen and paper. Week one, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And I use something like a Gantt chart. And within that, I can see, okay, there's 8 weeks. I'm not going to need 8 weeks to do it. But in week four, I've got something else creeping in here. Week five, I have another assignment. So I say, right, weeks one, two, three. Then I'm going to have week six, week seven. And then if your deadline's week eight, set yourself a pre-deadline. Always do that, and it works well. And then you can park it and leave it. And it also gives you an opportunity if you, I suppose, run out of time, something happens in these COVID times, anything can happen.
Yeah, 100%.
That it's more or less done, that you're about 80, 90% there, a week early, give you a chance to proof it, peer review, come to the writing centre. Or sometimes it may be a case that you've forgotten a part of the assignment. So rather than look at that as you're about to submit when it's too late, look at that a week earlier. And so that's what is important. I find sometimes when students get really overwhelmed in week seven, the reason they get stressed and under pressure, pull all-nighters, is because they haven't planned week one, two, three, four. So even if you're doing small amounts of it in the first, second, third weeks, at least you've something done. You don't feel like, okay,
you're starting from scratch.
And also it's fresh. You get the assignment details, it's fresh in your mind in the first week. You get the ideas there initially, because particularly if it's a research paper and you're asked to do a bit of referencing and a bit of reading, you're not going to get it all done the last few days. You need to start that in the early week, in the early week. So, you know, an 8 week deadline is a very generous one, but it could be quite an arduous assignment. But definitely to leave, I'd never finish an assignment on a Wednesday and submit on a Wednesday evening. I'd always leave a couple of days, at least, park it, leave it, come back to it. You know, I print it
with
out
fresh
if I
eyes.
Can. Fresh eyes, fresh head. Get it peer reviewed, get someone to look at it.
Just read it, see what they think. There's going to be something. There's going to be something, 100%.
Yes. So it's really a case of just causing less stress for yourself if you manage your time effectively. And I think, Claire, we can all learn from that ourselves and everything that we
100%.
Do. 100%. Yeah, we don't always practice what we preach, but we try. So, you know,
we try.
We try our best, but it's important. Just the last thing you want is to see a student getting stressed at the last minute because they just haven't to plan it out. And particularly when, you know, what I see is a lot of students are getting assignment deadlines kind of week four onwards, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And they're bunching sometimes so that they're, you know, even if they've one done early, that means that maybe they could be under a small bit of pressure for another, but not for them all. So just trying to manage, you know, them all out effectively. Because again, you know, there's other activities mm-hmm. that need to be considered as well, you know.
100%. To balance it. I think something you mentioned as well, Eimear, is so important that when you get the assignment to start it, because there's probably going to be three or four due the same week. That's kind of how semesterization works. It's kind of going to be like, okay, maybe potentially if you have a 12-week semester in week six, you might have maybe an MCQ, you might have an essay due, you might have a presentation. So as soon as you kind of get things, just say to yourself, okay, this is my topic. What am I going to do? What do I need to do? Do I need to get something in the library? And just get ahead of yourself to obviously take the pressure off yourself, firstly, as you said, so that in week seven that you're not flapping, but also so that you're getting the best grade out of it rather than just putting pen to paper and just writing the essay for the sake of it. If you've put the time and the effort in, it really shows in that grade that you get at the end.
Yes, of course, Claire, and it might be even a little enough to, mm-hmm. even if it's just right, I'm going to put in an hour this yep. week, I'm going to do another 100%. Hour next week. Or if you've a shorter assignment that's due in a week, mm-hmm. you say, right, it's due in a week, so it's not going to be that detailed because mm-hmm. that's a short time frame. So, right, okay, I've got 2 hours here. I'm going to do it here now and get stuck into mm-hmm. it. You know, and I find a little and often works yep. well, mm-hmm. you know, because I think pre-COVID, we all loved the luxury of having 4 or 5 hours on yep. something. And now yep. that's gone. Yes. I think, you know, we're all rushing now yep. to shorter deadlines. Mm-hmm. But you can do a very good, I use the Pomodoro technique.
Okay.
You know, so my own version of it is 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Pomodoro technique is work for 25 minutes, take a break, another 25. I find 25 is quite short.
Yeah.
I use a 45 minute rule, work for 45 minutes, step away from it, take a short break, back for another 45. And yeah. then you can do 4 or 5 of those depending mm-hmm. on the nature of your yeah. day. But definitely in those 45 minutes, that means you turn off everything else. Yeah. All distractions mm-hmm. go and you'll get your work done. Yeah. Whereas, you know, I think we all hang around saying, oh, sure, I have 3 hours here. Yeah. And next thing you're online mm-hmm. and then you're doing something else and you're gone for a tea break. Yeah. And then an hour and a half is gone. Yeah. And nothing achieved. Yes. So it's really yeah. a case of just being disciplined. Mm-hmm. Whatever works, everyone's different. But mm-hmm. for me, I work better earlier in the day yep. or late at night. Mm-hmm. Other people feel kind of 1 o'clock mm-hmm. to 3 o'clock is their better.
Their key time.
Yeah. yeah. So, you know, work to yeah. whatever suits you.
Exactly. 100%. Yeah. And one other thing just before we finish up, Eimear, I think is so important at third level is referencing. So I remember in my own experience, referencing was like something I avoided like the plague. I never felt like I could get it until I actually reached out personally as well. But for somebody, obviously, as a Leaving Cert student, they're coming in next year. When it comes to referencing, can they just reach out to you as early days to get a good indication of what it is and how it works and how they get the best grade out of obviously submitting an essay? Will you just talk to me a little bit about referencing?
Yes, Claire. Referencing, you mentioned early days, and I think that's what's really important. I find a lot of students get overwhelmed by the idea of referencing.
Yes, not I was that. Itself. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people yeah. say, where do I get started?
How do you do it? Yeah. What's the first step? Just overanalyzing it. And it's actually when someone just explained it to me, if I'd have gone back, I would have done it in early days. But when someone explained it to me, I was like, what was I spending 3 and 4 hours flapping about yeah. when they showed me in 10 minutes and now I can do it in 20 minutes.
Exactly.
You know?
It's yeah. straightforward, but it's I think in first year, there's so many things to get mm-hmm. used to. It's mm-hmm. a whole new lifestyle.
Yes.
And I think that's something that people, oh my God, my writing is suddenly not to the standard that it was and why. Mm-hmm. The library run all of the referencing workshops. Mm-hmm. And our advice to students always is, they're always advertising their sessions. Attend them. They have material online. They have really good material on YouTube. Open them up. Just listen to them. Like, they're very short, snappy mm-hmm. pieces. In the Writing Centre, we work with the library. And also, if referencing is part of a query, we'll go through it with you. But if your only query is referencing, we'll say, go to the library.
Yeah.
They have the expertise. And mm-hmm. they've drawn up the referencing yeah. guides. Mm-hmm. But it's really a case of, you know, I would always say, have an attempt at referencing, mm-hmm. you know, and then I love when a student comes to me and says, look, can you look over my referencing? And say, well, actually, your referencing is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, I suppose it's the uncertainty mm-hmm. of what goes where. And the yeah. referencing list, you know, referencing a journal is a little bit different to referencing a yeah. book, but the quick guides are on the library mm-hmm. website and they're on our Moodle page as well. They are the ones to focus on. I'd say to every student, print them out on day one. So if you're Harvard or APA, yep. print it out. And every time you go to reference a book, this is exactly how, yep. how you do it. Mm-hmm. This goes in italics. Here's square brackets. Here's round brackets. Mm-hmm. Here's where your punctuation goes. Author, surname, first initial of the Christian name, year of publication. And once you do it a few times, Claire, as you know, yep. it just becomes second nature. Yep. But it's mm-hmm. just, it's sometimes it's if you're referencing an online source, maybe a journal publication, what goes in italics, mm-hmm. what doesn't, what goes where. And the referencing list is quite detailed.
Yeah.
And they vary from referencing guide to referencing guide. So it's just a case of, I still go back to the quick guides
yeah.
because I mix them up at times. Mm-hmm. And I have them there on the desk and I have the areas highlighted mm-hmm. that I use all the time. I use websites a lot, journal publications, books. And it's the same step. So it's really a case of just kind of getting started, going on to the library website, getting support, coming to ourselves.
Yeah.
And if you feel you need a helping hand, rather than, as you say, it builds up.
Yeah.
You kind of get annoyed by it mm-hmm. and it's really straightforward. And it's just part of the process. Yeah. I think that's the way to 100%. Look at it.
And I think something that's so important as well is straight away, if you're a little bit anxious about referencing, go and find out rather than kind of let it dwindle on. And then you're into second semester of year one and then you're kind of gone into second year. And by then it's obviously expected of you as a student to know what you're doing. And then you might be anxious about actually going and asking for the advice. So just even if you think you have it sorted, as you said, you love when students bring the piece to you and they're like, is this right? And then you can kind of go out with the confidence knowing that you have it right firstly, but it's great then because you have a pep in your step to go on and do the further assignments and you don't have to worry about it. And again, if you are anxious, you can just bring it back again. It's not an exactly. issue at all.
Exactly. And it can be reviewed exactly. on a continuous basis.
Exactly.
And it's so important for the final year projects. Mm-hmm. Referencing is such a key
so
part.
Important.
Yeah. So getting started in yep. first year, building on that mm-hmm. then second, third year.
Yep.
And then obviously in dissertations of course that level as well. So
yep. it's so
just
important.
Part of it really. Yep. It's like the academic tone, mm-hmm. you know, using the academic style of writing as opposed yep. to conversational. All the resources are there, mm-hmm. but sometimes that's why we're there in the writing yep. centre. Sometimes you just need to have a chat about
exactly.
it.
You know, exactly.
And that's important as well.
100%.
So face to face or Zoom, mm-hmm. we offer both options at the moment. So
brilliant.
Drop into the writing centre, make an appointment or set up a session on Zoom or Teams. So it's again, as I've said, Claire, it's tailored to suit yeah. each individual student.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Emer, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this episode of our podcast series. It was such an excellent insight into the amazing facilities that we have within the Academic Writing Centre and how a student can really benefit from you guys and obviously reach out to you as well. So thank you so much, Emer.
You're welcome, Claire.
So that was TUS at Loan 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.